Mars didn't feed it to cattle.
Tritophakaley? Once again, I'm having a stroke. What is it called?
Tritophakaley. Oh, so that's what'd be making those cows. I've been fascinated recently on the internet. I've been watching a lot of hoof trimming videos.
Oh my god.
For some
and
reason.
They clean them out.
Yes.
It's the greatest thing ever. It's so like therapeutic.
Yeah. It's like Dr. Pimple Popper, but on cows.
Oh, and there'll be like an abscess.
Ooh.
But that's what I was saying.
It's tritophakaley.
It's from all the tritophakaley, dude. Too much tritophakaley in the dialect. You get the fucking pussy hooves.
What in tarnation?
Friday, May 24th, Atlanta. May 29th, Gig Harbor, Washington. We're going back, running it back again. May 31st through 1st, I'm in Tacoma with Jason Mewes. June 5th, Huntsville, Alabama, Stand Up Live. June 6th through 8th, Louisville with Jason Mewes. June 13th through 15th, Oklahoma City with Jason Mewes. Then June 27th through 29th, Tulsa. I'm doing a weekend. July 11th through 13th, I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Canada with Jay.
You'll need a jacket.
We're going to Winnipeg. Winnipeg. I'm coming to Canada. We're going international. I'm going to try and add some more Canada dates around that. So I'm coming north, cousins.
I love Canada. I love Anne Murray.
Then July 18th, Austin. July 19th and 20th, Fort Worth, Texas. July 24th, Columbus, Ohio. 25th, Cincinnati, Ohio. 26th, Cambridge, Ohio. 27th, Canton, Ohio. July 28th, Toledo, Ohio. All those Ohio dates I'm co-headlining with Cam Bertrand from America's Got Talent and Wildin' Out, dude, my cool guy. I cool fucking love him. We're co-headlining them shits. And then August 11th, I am going to Phoenix to the Desert Ridge Improv. So I'll see you in the desert. Tickets at ajwilkerson.com.
It's Marla Hooch?
Let's see.
That's Marla Hooch.
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't look bad. She just looks
a horror movie. Yeah. She looks bad. If she was at the foot of your bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, if she was at the foot of your bed in the middle of the night.
If anyone was at the foot
would,
of my bed.
Yeah, true. True. If anyone's watching me sleep, I'm waking the fuck up.
Right.
Get a condom.
I don't like being watched that much.
I'm so scared about that.
With someone watching
I just
sleep?
The thought of it, or
because you're ugly when you sleep.
Well, I just no telling what I do. I bet I'm like, I bet I'm tall.
I'm sure.
Oh, until everybody they're gay. Dude. I bet you I'm mean as a snake in my sleep.
Mean as a snake?
Mean as a snake. Oh. I bet I am in my sleep because yeah, I wake up sweating and I've let everybody have it.
Yeah.
Usually
you're
like at a gap.
Sassy in the morning.
Huh?
Your morning sassy?
No, I just felt like in my dreams I probably was pretty rough.
Oh. No, when I was living in the van and traveling, I used to crash at Jake's house a lot. And when I first started crashing over there, I'd sleep on the couch in their living room. But him and his wife bought his mother-in-law's house. And then they built like their own like in-law suite in the garage for their room and let her keep the master bedroom. So she still lives with them. Well, I literally woke up in the middle of the night one time because she was standing over me watching me sleep.
Yeah.
And when I woke up and I was like, hi, Kim, what's up? And she's like, oh, you were just moving around a lot more than normal. And I was like, fucking what? And it was a whole thing. It was wild.
How long did y'all date for?
Did y'all watch A League of Their Own? I thought AJ might be gay when he was like, have you seen A League of Their Own?
Do you think everyone's gay?
No, I do not.
Do you think Sydney's gay?
Mm-mm.
Do you think AJ is about
to get it? Mm-mm. Because just because
come on the pod and say no.
Does everybody say you're gay? Oh, just because you don't fix up.
Yeah. Because I'm not fixed.
Well, I didn't fix up today either, but I would be prettier than all of y'all If I was prettier than us? I would be pretty. In, well, not as pretty as you. You are pretty. You're a beauty. But I think that I think that I would be. I give you a run for your money.
Yeah, no, you're a handsome man.
I enjoy.
You got like a rugged kind of edge. You doll up for zanies. You're you know. But you came. You got a little 5 o'clock shadow.
I was gonna say that earlier. I've never seen you with a
this motherfucker has biceps.
Oh yeah, I work out.
No, I've never seen you with a 5 o'clock shadow. And my first thought, I was like, did he put on a beard makeup to you wore the polo? Yeah, I thought you were butching it up for us. You.
You look like Robert Redford.
I was like, oh, I thought we were getting full Reba.
You normally do.
Yeah, you came up Robert Redford.
You normally
do. You look good.
Thank you.
You look like a man. But a specific kind of man. Like in, like you came in a character almost. Like because I'm so used to seeing you as you.
Yeah.
That this is like seeing you in character for something. Like I thought you were gonna be like, oh, I just came from shooting for fucking Yellowstone or something.
Yeah. Well, sometimes
like you look like a Montana ranch owner or something, right?
You never know with a Stanley Cup, which looks like a parking cone.
Like when you leave here, you're gonna go climb back on your buggy because you gotta go run cattle. You got shit to do. You're a busy man.
I've got land.
You look like one of those guys that rides the lawnmower with the things like this.
Are y'all trying to do me? Like what's happening?
No, no, no.
It's very strange.
No, it's all.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just talking about how
I do have two totally different looks.
Yeah.
And actually that's really funny that you say that. So when I set up an event, because by trade I am event planner, when I set up an event I look like this or whatever. And then I reemerge and they think, is he singing the national anthem? Who is that?
Yeah,
is that?
I've only seen you in the other, right. Like I've seen you in like that, what was it, like this, that green suit.
Oh yeah.
And
bell bottom.
Yes. Right. Just dressed to the nines, the whole thing. And so I'm imagining only knowing you as this version of
would
you
so
and
weird.
Then seeing oh that
God. Unreal.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh my God, is he coming out tonight?
Yes. Yes. Well, when I'm backstage, I think people, that is the strangest thing. I have looked the same, that outfit, that look, I have looked the same since for 25 years, 30 years. Yeah, I have the same look. It's like always the same. So I haven't really, people are like, you don't age, but I'm not saying that in a cocky way. I'm just saying, you know, because I look the same, consistently look the same, which we all do
Dolly.
In our own way.
Dolly.
Yeah, kind of like that. So I've always worn, all my pants are flared. I always wear a platform boot but I did that so forever. Yeah. And then that's like the style now, like in like couture fashion, you know, and like all these guys, which is like the Met Gala, you know, everyone looked gay because they all dressed like me, you know, but they were all trying to be like fashionable. But like, I was always wearing like tight belt, black bell bottoms. I have 100 pairs of the same, I'm not even kidding you. They're like, I have 9 that still have the tags on them that I will, because I was so nervous that they would not, that I could, I had to buy them all up. Mm. Citizens, those mirror citizen jeans.
I have two pairs of pants.
Oh. And he shouldn't want them.
And well,
I shouldn't the other one.
I got plenty of pants. But I know that's so sad because I always feel bad about like housekeepers and stuff. They're like, do you want my old panties? You know, the people that hire housekeepers always give them their old stuff. Mm-hmm. So insulting. They could open a store and sell our
used
drawers.
Yes.
Our underwear. I always think that's so insulting. They're like, I've got some. And there was like, my grandmother would be like, maybe somebody at your church would like these.
She's a black grandmother?
No, but she's she did sound like it. Didn't she? But she sounds like, she's like, Dolly, would you like to pay up my old slacks?
You sound like
I love old people.
DiCaprio and Django.
Candyland, which I love that movie.
Yeah, so good.
So stressful.
God damn.
Oh my
that
gosh.
That German guy ruled though.
I had diarrhea from start to finish.
Christoph Waltz.
Dude, he's one of my favorites.
Who? Which one?
Christoph Waltz.
He's the German actor. In Django that helps.
He was Django's buddy.
Yeah. Saves the day.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, love him.
Takes a bullet.
Oh, everybody did, I think.
Yeah.
Bloody.
Yeah, very.
Mm-hmm. Hot boxes.
God, Django, too, man.
All that stuff. They put him in the ground.
Are you attracted to people like Django? Like, just a rough and tough?
Yeah, well, I don't really have a type. I kind of like a nerdy British guy, and then I like a big beast. So I love a big muscle beast. That's really what happens.
But not long term, though.
No, well, no one's really long term. But
the gays are honest about it.
Oh, never been so tired. But Just weak. Just can't make a fist. Just can't even make a fist. But, no, I live a very boring life. But I have, like, the same three, I guess I would say. Same, like, I always have three. Like, I'm interested in three people. Or, you know, like, I'm not, like, you know, like,
yeah, sure.
Try to keep it interesting. However, I have no interest in settling down. I just don't know what I would do. I'm very weird about, like, I love being single so much that I can't even see that other side.
Oh,
I never even think about
it. Have you always been that way?
Yes. Right, I never, yeah. ever.
You've never
I never, ever think about it. My friends make me worry about it. I feel like I'm on Barbara Walters. But which would be chic. We'll have the same haircut as Barbara Walters. But she but I'm saying I never think about it. But your friends make you think about it. I think they just gave up finally.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it would be like to have somebody in my home but I'm not there. It's a weird feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Like if I came home because I've been single so long. If I came home, like, what have you done all day? And have you touched? What have you touched? What have you touched? And I have such a coordinate group of friends. Like, I am busy 24/7. You've seen the calendar.
That's an insane calendar.
Yeah. So I'm busy all the time. So I've slowed down a bit. It doesn't look like it. A lot of that's work related. But I slowed down a bit. I don't try to do something every single night. But I used to be like, gotta do it.
Too much.
I just can't do that anymore.
Too much.
But
I love my downtime. Where you're just home and resting and relaxing. That, to me, is gold.
Oh, my God. Now I spend all day trying to get home.
Yeah.
That's where I am now.
Yeah.
You know, just like to do nothing. Mm-hmm. Watch a Bette Midler movie, something like that.
Yeah?
Mm. I'm kidding.
I don't know what the fuck Bette Midler is.
You don't even know who Bette Midler is?
No.
Love Bette Midler.
Who's Bette Midler?
You know Hocus Pocus, the right?
Hocus Pocus.
I'm bad at names.
Yeah.
You're bad at names? Are you brain dead?
Yes.
Yeah, traumatic brain injury.
You had a wall fall on you? Wait, on purpose?
Well,
like religious reasons.
No.
Where did the wall fall? Did it tell
Afghanistan.
Everyone? Excuse me? Oh, because you're in the army.
Yeah.
Wait, well, that's why people think
I told
lesbian.
The story a lot. But the
boots. It's a lot of
the
things.
Boots,
it's a lot of things, too.
Steel toe, lady. You're like, I'm not a lesbian. I'm just I just Black Hawk down.
Yeah. All right.
So you are in the army.
Oh, yeah. That's
I could talk about this forever.
And you're not a gold star lesbian. You're a steel toe straight.
I'm a steel toe straight.
You're bored. About the army.
Steel toe straight.
Yo. I'm like, that's straight. I'm kind of into G.I. Jane over here.
First album name.
What is it called? Steel strength?
No. I was like, it's like the opposite of a gold star lesbian. You're a steel toe straight.
Oh. What does that mean?
She's a steel toe straight, which means she's going to have to find a guy that's a wimp who likes to be beat up.
Yeah.
I could see you with a wimp.
Mm-hmm. Like come over here, Eric.
Like a He's nice like, yes. wimp, though. Like a good wimp.
A good wimp.
What do we have tonight? Filet. Scared.
Like a Jack McBrayer.
Jack McBrayer. Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't know so many people's names.
Well, we know everybody's name. Yeah.
You know Jack McBrayer.
If you explain it.
He's the page from 30 Rock. And
he's always scared to death of everything.
Yes. The redheaded couple from...
The Croods?
No, from... Lucille from Forgetting Sarah Marshall that don't know how to have sex.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. The geeky...
Yes.
Geeky gooky. Yes, dude.
Geeky gooky.
Wow, geeky gooky. We can't say that.
Yeah.
There's a slur in there. I recently learned that one.
Geeky
Is
Googie?
That why it's coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Like During me in month? 2003.
I'm here. Huh?
What?
No, just one of my, my boss called one of my workers one of those words.
A geeky gooky.
It wasn't geeky.
No.
What was it?
Well.
Oh. Mm. Got it.
Put it in the comments, folks.
Oh, God.
No.
Well, that wasn't very nice.
No, but I mean, like, they have that rapport. Like, that's the weird thing is, like, not to get into
Who had that rapport?
The people that I work with. I'm so comfortable with each other that they just, like, let it fly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a long
Where do camp. You work?
I work at a diner called Nadine's.
Nadine's?
Yeah.
Is it like a big, is there a big woman in there named Nadine?
Oh, yeah.
In
back
the
house.
Oh, back of house. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That's a whole different world.
I am obsessed with a back of house anywhere.
Dude, they're great. I have two dishwashers.
I want to know what's going on in Walgreens.
The bear has made everybody obsessed with.
Yeah.
We met that lady.
With his abs.
We did meet the lady off of the bear.
She was at
You did?
Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
Which woman?
What's her?
She's a Spanish. She's one of the back of house.
You're all good with names. Yeah, she's so good
with
names.
Tina from the bear.
You would be the worst lifeline in the history of the world of a game show.
Oh my God.
The name of the man who came around and walked and turned to the left. That's your. Unbelievable.
What is the Beatles? Like, that's not the game show you're on.
It's Zayas. I know her husband is David Zayas from Dexter.
Fascinating.
Detective Angel from
I don't remember
Dexter.
The cast. But I know Dexter.
Yeah.
Oh. What's that guy's name? Michael Scott Thomas.
Michael Scott Hall.
Yeah, Michael Scott Hall. You wouldn't know.
Anyway, we met the lady. Uh-huh. She was there with her husband. And I met her, and I was like, hey, I've seen you in the bear. I thought you were phenomenal. Mm. And then I met her husband and was like, I don't know who you are, but thank you for loving her. And then one of my buddies
Her real
was
name
like,
is Lisa. He was a Cologne Zayas.
Of course it was.
Yeah. But my buddy was like, dude, he's more famous than she is.
Tina from the bear.
Let me see.
Tina from the bear. I know Tina from the dog.
So Tina from the bear.
Love her.
And that's her husband, David Zayas.
David Zayas, he's been in mob pictures.
He's been in mob stuff. He's been in one of the Expendables movies.
The two of them together are...
Power couple.
They know things.
Power couple, yeah.
It's so funny. Thank you for loving her.
He'll break your
Yeah, we met him.
You said thank you for loving her.
Yeah, I didn't think he was famous. So I was just like, yeah, hey, man.
You also like, don't shoot me, because it looks like a mobster.
Yeah.
No, he looks much nicer
than that picture. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm crazy about her.
Yeah.
So back to the army, you fell into a wall. A wall fell on you in Afghanistan.
Yeah, a sandstorm blew a wall over on us.
Oh, sounds like my love life.
It's dusty.
Mm. Does gritty? Does there's so much grit?
I didn't
exfoliation. Oh. Like when you go to the beach and there's one grain of sand in your bed, I'll move hotels.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're going home.
This is someone's fault, but it's not mine.
I hate sand in a bed on a beach trip.
Cool. I definitely hate sand now.
Well, absolutely. I'm talking about vacation and you're talking about fighting for the country.
Fighting for the world.
Yeah.
Did you have to shoot and kill people and stuff?
I mean, no. No, I was trained to, but it never thankfully came up.
They just pushed a wall on you and said, go home.
Yes, they were pretty much.
She's terrible.
I was also a truck driver.
Yeah. Also, the wind pushed the wall
on correct. It was a sandstorm.
Yes.
Like you were in Dune.
Well, their god has power over there.
Yeah.
Who has power?
Allah. Allah.
Yeah, the god of wind.
Oh, yeah. Not much power, since they're electric over there. I don't think it's very...
See all the turbines?
Yeah.
Those
no,
turbines.
Not many.
I'm so ignorant.
You are.
Yeah.
That's because you've been here in the South. We've made you ignorant.
Yes,
probably.
The South. Yeah, the education. Mm-hmm.
It's easier to be ignorant.
I know the Texas Pledge of Allegiance.
You
I
do?
I know a lot about Texas history, yeah.
Because you're from a small town.
In Texas, yeah.
And how small of a town?
I know how to castrate a goat.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh.
Really? What do you do with the skin? Do you fry it and eat it?
I bet you could.
I knew it.
I bet there is a market for goat balls.
I've never had goat balls. Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
The Albanians cooked it for us.
I've dated a goat or two.
I haven't had goat balls. I've had squirrel brains. I've eaten armadillo. I've eaten and done
you
a lot of
weird until you've had
scotum. Lyme disease. They have a disease.
Who? So you have
armadillos.
To. You can only eat armadillo if it has if after it's after like two hard freezes within like a certain period of time, they're safe to.
On a leap year.
the armadillo has to live through two freezes. Is that what you're saying?
To kill the.
Yeah, like after two hard freezes.
What is this, 14 BC? Like what do you mean?
The armadillos are just praying for a warm winter.
No, it just kills
the first ice age. Have you been through the second?
Wait, you kill it and then freeze it twice.
No.
It has to live a natural life.
Like in nature, like when it freezes outside.
I thought you were saying you were killing it and putting it in the freezer. nature twice.
No. You would think that.
Yeah. No, when nature has...
You like to store food.
When nature has... It's a bacteria they get on, like, their bodies, and it basically, two hard freezes kills the bacteria.
Let's just not ever eat an armadillo. They look like aliens.
They do.
Yeah,
it's easy. It's like the farmer's almanacs and all sorts of stuff like that.
People eat cicadas too. You can eat a cicada.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God, they're everywhere.
I hate them.
Oh my gosh, two of them drove me home the other night. I've never been through such. Wings. Oh my gosh.
This sounds like a redneck fairy tale.
Right?
Like if there was a Louisiana fairy godfather.
Uh-huh.
Just carried through the
on the back of locusts.
On the back of cicadas. On a chariot of cicadas.
Oh my
God! I bring
God.
The Hobbit.
Like two on his feet.
Yeah. Like hover. Like
slippers.
They look like house shoes. Yeah,
you're
gonna
Hermes,
say.
But with the locust.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's funny.
Like a Louisiana Willy Wonka, just like.
Just with a perm from the humidity and just. Wings all over. Oh.
Just swampy.
And people are like, we're gonna make like Appalachian. Like we're gonna make some art out of their wings. Like that's murder.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
I went to Chiqua Gardens the other day.
Oh, lovely.
And a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. Got lost. But in the merch store...
I'm obsessed with that merch store.
Okay, but now they're doing some weird shit. They've got, like... They have these bracelets, and the inlay is, like, feather. So it's, like, a decorative feather as the inlay on this, like, gold bracelet. It's very cool. And then they had locust wings. And they had other... Like, they had a scarab.
What's the weird thing they're doing?
Why is that
just
weird?
Putting, like, live product...
In a bracelet.
Yeah.
That's not weird. That's just like Native American, I would think.
Yeah.
Like Sacagawea.
It made me uncomfortable.
It did?
You are a colonizer.
That's my job.
That's why he's uncomfortable. He's like, I thought we stomped this out.
Like, do you have any ants?
Do I?
No, they're like, do you have any ants in the bracelets?
Oh, yeah. Like an ant form bracelet?
Well, you know, like, oh, that'd be fascinating. They crawl around all night. Fire ants.
I used to put ants on me and let them bite me because I liked popping the bite.
Excuse me?
You ever do that? Yeah. When I was a kid.
I mean, I would get ant bites and I would
pop them.
But
it didn't really hurt that bad. So you just let it go and then you'd be like, oh, that's going to be a good one.
What happened in that
time period in my life?
No, that special needs school. That school you went to. That wayward school.
That was way before. I was like a child.
They're like, this reminds me of school when they used to bite me.
The last time I went to do, when I went to do the unsubscribe podcast.
Shout out,
unsubscribe. But when I went to do that in San Antonio, they have like a podcast house, like the living room is the podcast, thing. And so like the bedrooms were like four guests and people coming into town to crash in. So I was staying there and it was a nice day out and I was like, I just want to go like lay in the sun. I was high. I was like, I'll go lay in the sun. Went and stretched out in the backyard, forgetting I was in Texas, fire ants.
Ooh.
Got eight up all up my back with fire ants. Mm. So yeah, it was a good time.
That happened to me at work. My job in high school, I used to pick wheat with my bare hands at this research lab.
Of course you did.
The hot desert sun where I lived.
You're like, next stop, army.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what's youth, after that?
Actually, it was youth. It was
I love you, dude.
Youth pastor, apprentice, and then army.
Like, what happens in the apprentice?
I
you are the weakest link.
Basically, you know, I used to do like the youth group.
Apprentice youth pastor. I think that just means you hold them down, right?
You were a youth pastor?
Like I was underseeing one. Like I was like his assistant.
I bet you are.
Yeah, they dated so much.
Because you're always under the youth pastor. Oh my. Bunk beds. Everything.
It was Bible study.
He's like, no, drink this.
Why do you always read Song of Solomon?
Oh my God. Oh, I was picking wheat. And I remember you have to wear jeans. You have to wear jeans.
No wonder she didn't know anybody's name.
You have to wear jeans. And then I was sitting there, I was picking this wheat, and I had my headphones on, and I didn't realize I put my foot down in a fire ant nest that was under our bed, and it just
Lucky.
Up into my pants.
Was that worse than picking wheat?
Yes.
Mm.
There's two types of people.
That's a job I would say that I don't like.
Yeah, picking wheat.
What are you, Amish?
No.
Just poor. Texan.
She's like, well, yesterday I was just picking wheat.
You know. Yeah.
Did you have other crops that you picked?
Triticale.
Excuse me?
Triticale.
What is triticale?
It's like a wheat hybrid. Basically.
It's like a little black girl I went to school with.
Triticale. Yeah, it's bigger than wheat.
She was sweet.
It's taller.
Mm-hmm. Had a big knee. Her knees were enormous.
You're my favorite fucking gay guy
ever.
Triticale.
Yeah, it's a
I'm like, you have no idea. I just got diagnosed with triticale.
It's a hybrid of.
I don't know. Like, is it triticale?
Is it triticale?
Is it? I feel like it could be triticale. Like to the doctor, you know.
Yeah.
Is it just that thing
armadillos get that the freeze up?
Yes. They're like, you can't eat it. It's got triticale in it.
Oh, it's what they harvest it and feed it to cattle.
Triticale? Once again, I'm having a stroke. What is it called?
Triticale.
Triticale.
Oh, Triticale. So that's what be making those cows. I've been fascinated recently on the internet. I've been watching a lot of hoof trimming videos.
Oh my God.
For some reason.
They clean them out.
Yes.
It's the greatest thing ever. It's so like therapeutic.
Yeah. It's like Dr. Pimple Popper, but on cows.
Oh, and there'll be an abscess.
Ooh.
But that's what I was saying.
It's triticale.
It's from all the triticale, dude. Too much triticale in the dilate. You get the fucking pussy hooves, dude. Why'd you stop pussy hoofing around? Why'd we all stop pussy hoofing around?
Oh my God.
Talking about how bad triticale is.
And you were part of it.
Get serious, guys. Quit pussyfooting.
I was just a kid.
Pussy hoofing.
Quit pussy hoofing around, dude.
Well, if you eat triticale, you will get turf toe.
For sure. Triticale.
How about that elephant had?
Elephant?
He had triticale.
Triticale.
What is triticale?
Cancer,
what is it?
Triticale.
Mm. What does triticale look like?
It looks like wheat, but it's just way bigger.
So much wheat
like
in your life.
Like wheat is like usually chest high, sometimes lower, depending on the variety. But triticale is like taller than AJ.
But triticale,
so triticale
is like a wheat.
Is probably the stuff we're supposed to be actually eating, and they're just giving it to the cows.
No, it's probably.
Can you get a yeast infection from triticale? From walking through a field?
Yeah, pussy hooves.
Oh. I bet they itch.
Yeah, you pussy hoof it through a field of triticale, and you will get a yeast infection.
Wait, so if I went to Whole Foods tomorrow, shout out. If I went there tomorrow, because I'm not an animal, they're out of halibut every day at 2. Mm-hmm. They run out of halibut so fast.
That's one of my main problems with Whole Foods.
Halibut.
Yeah, they don't have halibut.
These old women are like, no halibut. What am I going to do? Morty's going to be furious.
They're going to be mad. They're mad about it, too.
Yes.
They're not nice, the old
women. No one is nice in that store.
I try to be.
And everything in there needs salt. What?
That's why I like Trader Joe's. They're a little nicer.
Love them. Yeah, they're a little too nice. They're like, so what are you making tonight? I was like, meat? Like, so,
I just bought beer.
He's like, you're gonna grill that? I'm like, well, I'm just gonna brown it.
Yeah, one of those is going in a crock pot.
What
right?
else are you, what else are you gonna
crock
do?
Pot, crock pot
and then you think that conversation's
beer.
Over, and they're like, what else are you gonna do? Are you gonna watch a movie? I'm like, press Amex. I've got to go. You know, there's one that's so chatty.
Yeah.
But you're also like, I get like a chill bumps over me because I'm like, I can't wait to see what he's going to ask me next. You know, like I just kind of want to talk to him. But also I'm like,
die. You need to be able to pull the escape cord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of chatty.
That's how I feel about the plumber. Dude, this plumber has been harassing me.
My God. So we had a leak from our upstairs bathroom. Like this whole complex has like copper pipes,
mm-hmm.
and they keep leaking.
It's supposed to be good copper pipes. It's supposed to be better. Copper pipes supposed to be better. Don't ask how I know that. I'm gay. Go ahead. So they're leaking.
Yes. They keep leaking, and so there's no ceiling in our downstairs bathroom right now. It's just open because we have 2 leaks. We're waiting for the plumber to come fix. He's been here 3 times. And can't get him to fucking leave, but also can't get any work done because he won't stop talking.
What does he talk about?
Everything.
Is he cool?
No.
No.
I mean, he's nice.
No.
He's nice.
He's nice, but he's one of those people where you're like, yeah, he's nice.
Let's have him on the pod. Get to the bottom of it.
No, because you'll be here for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Like, I was making breakfast one of the day, and mind you, this was my two-day bender I went on where I was just, I would be hungover, and then I'd get the chatty plumber, and I'm just stuck with the chatty plumber.
Like, no, I can't do another day.
I can't do another day. No. Like, I was trying to fry an egg, and then he was trying to bring me into the bathroom and tell me about the pipes, and I'm like, I don't care.
That's worse than, like, waterboarding what you did in, in the Army. They brought Larry. He was like, just talk, the Arab will come out. He'll come right out of the room. I had a husband and wife, drapery, like your
please.
Helen Keller collection.
Which help us you?
Well, there is no help. This looks like it comes with a ball gag. Okay, so.
Well.
And some bad.
Yeah, it's around here
and
somewhere.
And some bad choices. Okay, so this husband and wife came to my house and they fought. Like, physically fought with each other. What? Like, you don't have the hammer. I put the hammer in the truck. You don't have the hammer. You do. And she had a underbite and a flat face. She looked like a cobra.
She's been eating triticale.
She looked just like a snake. No profile whatsoever. Just flat as face and mad like a cat. And he was pitiful. And they fought and fought and fought. And it was awful. So I don't know how anyone married or could work together.
Like, well, he brought his wife the last time he was here.
Of course they did. Wow.
What are you talking about?
Well, the last time he was here, he was trying to find the cutoff to turn the water off. And he was like, let me go grab my wife. I need some help. Because he, like, brought a ladder up here. And then he was like, I'm going to go grab my wife. And I was like, your wife's here? She was just outside.
That's very weird. You got a bad plumber.
It's very unprofessional. Yeah, it's weird.
He sounds horrible.
I got a bad plumber one time.
Yeah, I don't know if... I don't know if they have a good plumber. I don't know if they're...
I've never met a good plumber.
Dude, Mario.
Oh, just doesn't talk.
Super Mario.
The last good plumber.
Yeah.
And we killed him.
Let's give the plumbers mushrooms again.
Yeah, that's what they need.
Mm-hmm. Does he...
We need a turtle to steal his wife. I'll get the job done.
He's like, I'll tell you what the problem is. Somebody's eating tryptophanian. I'll tell you what the problem is.
Yes,
is that what it's called?
Tricaley.
Yeah, she went to school with me.
Tryptophan is something completely different.
It does. Tryptophan is what's inside of turkey that knocks your grandparents out at Thanksgiving.
That was a made up word. You just
and grandparents it. Are just like,
you're out here trying to give it to people.
Right. Before they drive.
Tryptophan drive. It's like an extra turkey.
It's two drumsticks.
What's it called? Tregarious?
No, that's Game of Thrones.
I just finished it for the first time.
Really?
Yes. Turned on, so scared.
You got turned on?
Oh, turned on, then so scared. Then turned on, then so scared. Then turned on, then so scared. Then I was like, I don't know, I'm straight. I'm not straight. I'm straight. I'm gay.
Oh. Are you kind of a switch? Aren't
I don't
you?
Know. It depends on the day. But the beard.
Yeah.
But the that Mike, what's up? Then
this is straight Hugh.
Straight Hugh. I'm not even Hugh. I just sent him me in his place. There's a redhead televangelist down there in the parking lot. I do sometimes. I look like a televangelist sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right. I walked into. No one's ever asked me at a comedy club. They've never been like, "Are you performing?" They just assume. Like, I just get out of a car and they're like, they just open the door because I just get out of the car and they're like, Joan Rivers is here. Like, I didn't know what is happening. So anyways, I don't know what we were talking about. I blacked out.
We were saying tryptophan.
Oh, tryptophan while driving.
And the crossbones.
Is it tryptophan or trip?
Trip.
Trip.
Tryptophan. Yeah. I'm learning new words.
And the other vegetable is trigarion.
Tryptophan.
Triticale.
Does triticale inbred? Like, this is fresh.
Oh, there's inbreeding, dude. There's
no, is it inbred?
In like the bread.
No, inbred, not in bakery.
And the edible.
We know tritificate to can, whatever her name is. I feel like I'm on acid.
We're all on tryptophan now, dude. Yes, we are.
Is it 3 a.m.? What time is it? It's 8 in the evening. Oh, so funny.
I love wearing these flannels.
Because of the thing.
Because the flannels have these little fucking shirt pockets. like eyeglass cleaners on the inside.
No way.
And yeah, Dixon's are sick, dude. Like I like this one actually. Like so, they make a bunch of sick
cleaners. And it's just a guy and his buddy, right?
Yeah, Danny Dixon. And then his buddy Chris, like they basically have built this empire, dude, of just wanted like some creative dudes that were like, we don't like the shit other people make. We want to make our own shit. And like, you know, they just wanted more flannels in the world and they fucking make, now they make the best ones.
Yeah.
The snaps are so strong too. Like I tried one on the other day and the snaps, they just, they snap together and they hold, which is so nice.
You're just locked into it.
Yeah.
They do those fancy flannels with the buttons and the snaps. They do these, like, the short sleeve, like the party shirts that I wear in the summers. I'm fucking short sleeves in the summers, flannels all winter, baby.
Do they have a straight jacket version that I can have? they make a straight jacket in medium?
Pinstripes. You know, they got some pinstripes. But, dude, their flannels, they have all those. They do these, like, custom collection ones. Like, they do, like, this is fucking the Quack. Dude, this is a fucking Mighty Ducks themed flannel.
Dude, that's sick. Right? That rips.
That rips. They do these horror themed ones. Like, this is the Gill Man based on, like, Creature from the Black Lagoon. Mm. Like, on the inside, the tags and buttons and stuff. Dude, this is the Venkman from Ghostbusters. Dude, look. It's got the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man on the inside.
I loved it.
This one is mine. This is my flannel. Dude, I got another one.
Does it have a cool tag too?
This is the Captain Autism flannel they made for me. That I shot my first special in. Dude, and when the special comes out, Dixon's releasing the Captain Autism flannel to go with the special.
So dope.
That's
dude,
dope.
They're amazing. We go back like 2 years at this point. Dude, they sponsored my special. They sponsor our podcast. Dude, I cannot recommend Dixon Flannel Company enough.
I like that.
I really liked that thing we wore. You let me wear last night at Zany's.
The jacket.
The jacket was so fucking comfortable.
Dude, there's some fucking beard butter back there. They do beard butter, like men's soaps, like the fancy smelling stuff, all sorts of stuff, dude.
That's awesome.
Bum, 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 bum.
Get some Dixon on you.
Get your Dixon.
You got Dixon on you?
Grow your Dixon collection.
Critically, fucking sold out this goddamn show tomorrow. Yeah, I'm interested. These are prescription sunglasses.
Can't see a thing. Blind Holy as shit. A bat.
I can't either now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to wear them. That's why I have them on all the time.
Woo. So you can't see.
That's why I went over my time a lot with that light guy, who, by the way, was asleep the last time.
By the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop doing that here.
I know, sorry, I can't help it. I didn't go over that long.
No,
did I?
Only 8 minutes.
Was it really eight minutes?
Yeah.
Sorry, I had lots to say.
Yeah. You're very good. I like watching your sets.
Sorry,
How
I just
did
had,
you get into comedy?
Well, a little friend of mine named Leanne Morgan.
Okay.
Who's a fabulous comedian from Knoxville. We were I used to hire her for corporate gigs. And then we became great friends, and she has this whole thing about how she drove down this driveway, and I was standing at the end of the driveway in white jeans, and she said, is that a Gibb brother from Bee Gees? She's like, who is that? And then she says, we locked eyes and became best friends, and then she just said, you need to do this.
The first time you went out was on a show.
She, I booked her, and then we became best friends, and we talked all the time, and then I was thinking, oh my gosh, well, we had very similar sense of humor. Very, like, did we laugh at the same things? Like, I don't even, it's almost like we went to high school together or something. It was weird. And so we became great friends. And then I slowly picked it up and started doing it. Y'all were probably even living in Nashville at the time, but I would do like coffee shops and stuff. I never told a living soul because I don't mean that in a cocky way, but I could bring like, I'm from here, so I could bring a bunch of people like, come to the coffee shop, I'm gonna be funny tonight,
sure,
you know?
Sure.
So I tried to see if I could really do it. And then that's how it all began. And then Instagram really helped. And then I had a following for doing pretty weddings and being a lifestyle expert and being funny about it. Yeah. So, like, I had a humorous approach to decorating and a humorous approach. So that's kind of how that began. And then I just started doing it. Awesome. Yeah. And then Lucy and I became close, Lucy at Zany's. And then she just let me on one night, and I kept doing it. And I was terrible the first night. But I was more...
Was I there that time?
It was years and years ago. Okay. It was probably then it must have been bad the first time. But I was real, like the first time, I mean, I was like, I had so much to say, mm-hmm. that I was like, blah, 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 cookies. You know, I just had so much to say. I remember it specifically. And then the next time I killed it. And then the time after that, I was like, I was so good. And do you know how that is?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I was so great last time. I won't even have to rehearse this one. Yeah. And wasn't that great. And then I got better. And, you know, I'm not that I'm the greatest, but I can make them laugh. So
yeah.
I enjoy it.
I like watching it. It's very fun.
And I'm just like really a storyteller and talk about my childhood, my experiences, and my perspective of everything.
But the way that you like... you're like a insult comic in a certain sense. Like you mm-hmm. play at, like you ugh, and uh-huh. whatever that is so fucking funny. And
you've let me down.
It. They accept uh-huh. it all the way, mm-hmm. which is very like
yeah. So nice that you get away with Leanne one time was up in the balcony and she was running back and forth in this white coat. You were there and she looked like a mad scientist and she was going back and forth and I could see her up there. And I didn't even realize it was her and she was like, okay, how do you feel? When it was over, she's like, how do you feel? I was like, I feel good. And she was like, well. You got to play up on that wealthy stuff. People died over that.
Yes.
And then Nate Bargatze told me, like, people are looking at you and saying, oh, God, I don't want him to look at my house.
Yeah.
And so yes. he's like, you got to get in their mind. And then
yes.
somebody sent me the funniest message I think it was John Chris said, white women. He's like, I've never seen white women love somebody so much in my life.
Sure.
So anyway, so that's kind of my...
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Those are my people. Yeah, and I created that character. I mean, I created, like, this snobby event planner.
Yeah.
Lifestyle expert who's going up there and telling you like, would it kill you to
yeah.
tease your bangs? Would it kill you to put on a lipstick?
It's
you know,
so good. I love it so much.
No one ever said you're attractive. You know, like
yeah.
So I came up with this like, it is kind of an insult. I'm furious about everything, you know, sort of attitude, yeah, but at the same time, lovable.
Yes, entirely.
You know, try to and I'm clean comedy. Like I don't really cuss or anything.
Mm. You don't get into sexual stuff.
I'll say like my ankles are earrings or something filthy, but I like have a little bit of an edge to it, but sure. not, yeah.
You're never getting into explicit.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's just not really me. And I wouldn't even know what to say after
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, some of it's hysterical. Don't get me wrong. I'm lots of dirty comics. I'm filthy in person, but on stage I'm.
Hugh Hauser.
A queen on the stage.
I guess.
Devil in the sheets, you know.
Both have yet to be corroborated.
Correct. But two bites of Taika Killarion. That's all.
Give me the weak boy.
I'm going to forget how to say it by the end of this episode.
And y'all been best friends forever? Or
no.
Just Nashville best friends?
Yeah.
It's like a throuple.
Yeah. Dude, we've been on the road a few times. Wild being on like a tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a constant just go everything mm-hmm. comedy, because like when you're in Nashville it can feel like comedy tonight
right.
regular life and
right.
on the road it's just comedy the whole time.
If I came on your road we would get a nicer hotel.
No, we had some fucking dude. Vegas was unreal.
That's the nicest hotel I've ever been.
But you're a big star. You've got a fabulous hotel, surely by now, AJ.
We got really nice hotels in Vegas.
Okay.
But we did like a long trip. So we did like a family style room in Seattle.
Was that the one with the basketball court?
Yeah.
That place was dope.
Yeah.
That one ripped.
We woke up. Ate breakfast, journaled, and did yoga.
Oh, the life.
I played basketball.
Then we did a family-style room the next night in Gig Harbor again, but it was a different family-style room.
That was nice, too.
Yeah.
And nobody's from... You're not from Nashville.
No.
Where are you all... Where's everybody from?
Texas.
Oh, yeah. Hello. We...
Florida.
Texas.
What part of Florida?
Central Florida, like North Central Florida near Gainesville. Like between Gainesville and Cedar Key.
Landlocked. No beach.
A lot of reptiles.
I don't fuck with the beach.
Right.
I'm not a beach guy.
Me either. So annoying.
The sand is.
The sand
gritty,
textures.
Gritty.
Also yes. The people. Beach people are bothersome. They're so leathery and dark and
mm-hmm.
depraved.
Pruned.
And there's
look
lots
around,
of families.
Like looking for something. Mm.
There's too many kids.
That's no. what I complained with Vegas. Vegas was just soulless. It's so.
Vegas is soulless.
Vegas is so soulless.
Oh, everybody.
Like, you know Harry Potter when the Dementor comes close and starts
sucking?
Out?
Yes.
That's how I feel like Vegas is. Just the smog and the hot sluts. I hate it.
And the pool parties.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And the triglyceride.
So we had a, we're so trashy poor. We had a, I don't know how it happened, but we had like a VIP access at the hotel in Vegas. So we had like special card, you show them the special card, and then they let you inside the secret chamber and they would have food.
Oh.
Just
for poors.
Yeah. And they made it. They made it.
That was a
hors d'oeuvres.
That was a soup kitchen.
No, it was good.
It was the Fountain Blue Las Vegas.
Oh, chic.
So they have the VIP guest area in the lobby, which is like a closed off.
Did
like
you take,
a United
take
Club
it to the room?
Thing.
Were you shoveling things?
Yes.
What's crazy is when we first got there, they had the people inside that chamber were so respectful. Like, yes, sir. No, sir.
Chamber.
I'll get that. And then at the end of the trip, they're like, you guys. We're here for the food.
They're like, we have nothing left. There's no food. We've got some Triceratops.
No, by the end, they're all like, these are four people that found a way in here.
Who gave?
I would have like four in each hand and like, a coffee, please.
And like twiddling your thumbs over the donut.
Yeah. I like those chicken wraps. The food rolled. There was one day I didn't eat anything else. I didn't spend any money on the food. Just the snack bar. I pop in every 3 hours when they rotated, and I make sure that there was a shift change so they didn't see me too.
They saw you.
That's brilliant. Did you play Fountain Blue?
No. We played Wise Guys in Vegas.
Oh, that
one of the best sets. After, like,
yes.
Dude.
That was a good show.
It was good.
His crowd is butter. It's like snowboarding after it's just snowed a ton.
Fresh powder.
Your audience is fresh powder.
Where are you next? Where do we go next?
Let's do dates.
Cha-cha-cha.
This Friday, May 24th, Atlanta. May 29th, Gig Harbor, Washington. We're going back, running it back again. May 31st through 1st, I'm in Tacoma with Jason Mewes. June 5th, Huntsville, Alabama, Stand Up Live. June 6th through 8th, Louisville with Jason Mewes. June 13th through 15th, Oklahoma City with Jason Mewes. Then June 27th through 29th, Tulsa. I'm doing a weekend. July 11th through 13th, I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Canada with Jay. We're going to Winnipeg. I'm coming to Canada. We're going international. I'm going to try and add some more Canada dates around that. So I'm coming north, cousins.
I love Canada. I love Anne Murray.
Then July 18th, Austin. July 19th and 20th, Fort Worth, Texas. July 24th, Columbus, Ohio. 25th, Cincinnati, Ohio. 26th, Cambridge, Ohio. 27th, Canton, Ohio. And July 28th, Toledo, Ohio. All those Ohio dates I'm co-headlining with Cam Bertrand from America's Got Talent and Wildin' Out,
Dude, my guy. I fucking love him.
We're co-headlining them shits. And then August 11th, I am going to Phoenix to the Desert Ridge Improv. So I'll see you in the desert. Tickets at ajwilkerson.com.
An insane amount of dates.
Insane amount of dates.
You are busy. There goes a lot of dates.
And we're adding more to them. We're adding. We just reached out about adding Gilbert, Arizona. We're going to possibly add some dates at JP's Comedy Club in Gilbert, Arizona. I've got dates coming up later in the year in Michigan. I've got dates later in the year in, I think, Arkansas. We're working on some dates in Arkansas. We're working on a bunch of other dates. You can go to my website and request wherever you want me to come, and we'll figure it out. With all those dates, you've got to be there. I packed these sweet little ding-dongs in an RV, and we just drove to five different places before we got to Vegas, dude. We'll go wherever.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it more. That was the funnest.
So we flew into Seattle, did a show up in Gig Harbor, took the worst train ever.
We took a cool-ass ferry.
Pretty good ferry.
Pretty good ferry.
I've known a few.
Yeah. fairies are fairy, but and I'm about to know, but I don't know, that's a gay joke.
We know.
Okay. Anyway, we took this ferry, and then we went this train. The train was 2 hours late. It was going to be... I missed a spot because Cindy had a friend there. We did the show. We met this chaos lady, a witch, really, Hannah, who's going to...
She's the best.
Yeah, she's going to be in town.
Chaos lady, but who's really a witch.
Yeah. She's a comic, but she's a witch also.
Fascinating.
Yeah, but she's very into the occult. And but anyway, we did that, and then in that place we rented an RV and went over to Boise and then Salt Lake. But we had like 2 days, 3 days before Portland and Boise.
2 days. Day three was the show Boise, in Boise. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We stayed in Hot Springs. We parked the RV, got full hookups, like just partied in Hot Springs. Woke up, showered, looked at nature all day. The ideal life.
Your dream.
The ideal yes. Life.
My you loved dream. It.
I loved it so much. Right. I loved nature.
I would.
You love it. No, you wouldn't die.
I wouldn't die.
You would love it.
Was there a mall nearby?
Yeah. There were a couple fabulous gays at the hot springs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. What were they doing in the springs? Splashing about.
Mineral water.
Yeah.
Like a fountain with a...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fountain of youth.
Yeah. How fascinating. I bet there were gays. There was a fountain of youth. Are you kidding?
Of course there were gays.
Like, natural hot mineral water just pumped in.
They get in, they come out, and they look like JonBenet.
So, yeah.
It's like how you become gay. You start a tadpole.
You start a temple. You go in and you come out like a child.
Yeah. But the way that I experienced that trip though was the ideal way. Because we were so full of like enjoyment. Like we saw like double rainbows like 6 different times.
Yeah.
It was gay.
It was so gay.
Yeah. Super gay.
So we're just waking up making coffee.
A lot of dude on dude stuff.
Hot springs, yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
And yeah,
we're all in a giant hot tub together, dude.
Yeah.
A natural hot tub as well, right?
Yeah.
And it is natural.
Yes.
So we...
yeah, curiosity is natural.
You're telling me. No option.
What happens in fucking Hot Springs stays hot. No gay shit, though.
How fascinating.
Yeah. No, but what I was saying, though, is just like that was the way of doing that, where you just had these 2 days of just such life, full of life. And then you go to a show and you're just like, let's rip it. That's just the best feeling comedy I've ever done.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And they were such great shows.
Yeah, Boise can suck a dick, but...
I love Boise.
I bombed at Boise.
You didn't bomb. You didn't bomb. They were just still adjusting.
Yeah, Sydney crushed so hard it made it tough for me.
I would probably scare him to death.
Yeah, you didn't bomb. You were just more self-conscious than normal.
I was so self-conscious. I was like, they're going to love that lesbian. Not this one.
Oh, gosh.
They're like, I think they were sisters.
Well, yeah, Cindy will come on stage after me, and she'll, what do you say? Say it.
Oh, if I follow Thomas, I go, Thomas is what, or I'm what Thomas would be if he was a real man.
And it crushes. It crushes they hard. And I'm just in the shadow with my shoulders hunched, like, don't look at me.
It's such an easy little...
I know.
All right,
I bet you have women falling all over you, do you?
Sometimes. Sometimes I fall over them.
Really?
Yeah, I get a little attachy.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I think I want to be upset. In love. I want to be in love. I want to have a relationship.
Sweet. Thomas Leone.
I want a nest.
You want a nest?
I want a nest. If I had a nest, I'd be happy.
True to Kaylee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, just build it with wheat fiber.
Right. Just fold it.
No, but you know, like, I've been in love before and in relationships, and, like, being single is, it's so much choice, such a distraction, there's so much energy, it's chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, if you're coming home, like, you get all the chaos of the road, all the chaos of comedy, you come home and you're like, let's watch a movie and share some popcorn. That is the dream to me.
See, I feel opposite.
What do you feel?
I feel coming home and there's someone.
I don't want anybody to talk to.
Yeah. Well, no, I like
quiet
time. Because I like living.
It's just me and my vibrator.
It's not quiet time then.
No. That thumper thing? Are you kidding? It's like a.
Did you see it? We had to like move it to open the door.
Ass hammer. I thought it was yard equipment. I didn't know what was going on.
It is a lawnmower.
I do have a bush.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
I'm going to Google Tryptophan all night. Tryptophan. I'm going to Google it all night. Yeah.
I'm probably wrong.
I won't Google it because then my, you know.
Search history.
Well, they'll be like, dyke.
They'll be like, you got to go to O'Reilly.
Yeah.
This episode is going to be so popular with farmers.
Oh, my algorithm will be so off.
Oh, it's just us talking about wheat. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like coming home to someone in a relationship, to me, that's chaos. I like to just come home and be by myself and do my own thing. And
Me too.
That's healthy.
Tan. Yeah. Apply some tanning lotion. Yeah. I haven't seen my nipples
just
since prom.
Salt burn for the 19th time.
The
have
what?
You seen Saltburn?
Have I seen Saltburn?
Okay, I haven't seen it, but I've seen that
it's
dance.
It's disgusting.
That dance.
I mean, there's a disgusting scene, but it's fascinating. Yeah. It's a sad movie, but
is
it's
really?
Yeah. Oh, it's like ugh. It's like
Saltburn. Saltburn. It's
you wouldn't know.
It's got that Irish guy in it.
Yeah, Barry Cohen, mm-hmm. who played you know, he's played other things.
He's
apparently very
naked the whole show.
He sticks out.
Oh, I gotta see it.
Then he's fit too. Anytime I see like a fit actor, I'm like, I have to change
my life.
I can be that if I just focus a little bit and stop drinking beer.
Right. Or, you know, had a trainer and a cook like he does.
That would be. Can I borrow yours?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have both.
Okay.
But I don't have a cook, but I have a trainer.
Yeah.
I love a trainer. All gays have trainers. Okay. Yes, we're not animals.
Why do poor gay people, like, what is a poor
I don't know.
Gay?
I would not get near them.
Are they real?
I would not get near them.
I feel like, like you're only gay at a certain income bracket.
Right, you're like, you can't be gay. I'm like,
In that outfit?
Like, you are ruining it for everyone else. Like, hold my purse. You look like an assistant, you know? You know, I don't know. I mean, I've been a poor gay before, and it's not as fun.
Of course not.
Because we require a lot. It takes a village. It takes a lot of money to be gay.
Nice. Expensive.
Oh, my gosh. A fortune.
It's like a Cinderella.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. It is. It is.
Yeah, we
a very expensive one. And, you know, because you can't just come in and say, how much does this cost? You have to know. Like, you can't just, like, it's terrifying having lesbians over for dinner.
Really?
Yes, because they come in, like, Teflon.
They ruin the furniture.
And they hang up their coats on my sconces. They think it's a hook. Mm. It's really a lamp. They don't understand.
Everything's a hook to a lesbian.
Yes.
I'll put something there.
They're like, what's load-bearing? You think that's which one of these is load bearing? Is that a load bearing wall? They tap things.
Yeah.
They listen.
Yeah. They give it a sniff.
Let me find
that's oak.
They sharpen the knives at dinner on the table.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable.
It's a weird thing.
They brought their own sharpeners. It's
you sit
on their keychain.
Like, I didn't know
it's on their janitor's keychain.
Yes. It's like dinner with a bunch of Vikings.
Yeah. They start the stove.
But they're handy. They're handy.
Oh, of course.
I do have a lot. I have a lot of lipstick lesbian friends who are not handy.
What's a lipstick lesbian?
The ones that don't want to be lesbians but are attracted to women.
Yeah, they're hot. Mm-hmm. They're hot lesbians.
They're hot lesbians.
Portia de Rossi.
Yes, beauty.
God damn.
I think that I think there's a lot of that going on nowadays. It seems
like bisexuality is big.
Apparently,
it's in.
I know, I'm like, you cannot.
You just had a bad dad.
You're not just,
you had a bad dad. That's all.
You can't just, like, come over here and then leave and go back to Mandy.
Right.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Mandy.
Oh, she's deadbeat.
But is there anything better? Is there anything, like, more? Like, I think it's very validating to meet a woman who's like, I'm a lesbian, and then she's open to an experience with you. That's kind of nice. You're like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like, a, you know. It could also mean that you're very, like, a soft man.
or they're like, you remind me of Sarah. Yeah.
She's like, well, just put this bra on. Like, what?
Like, call me a dog.
That's happened to me the last time I went to Canada.
What happened?
I got offered the hand job by the Gold Star lesbian.
Oh,
I'm
beautiful.
Sorry.
You should have.
What's a Gold Star? Oh, she's the only Gold Star, yeah, so she's never, ever.
Never. Blowjob from a Gold Star lesbian.
Wonder why. She decided to do that.
Yeah.
She was attracted to you.
She was ugly?
Huh? No, I just.
It was a trucker.
Someone have some experience in that department.
I see, that is a good point. You want,
Did you end up making out with Terry?
No. No. No, I'm super awkward, so I just said no awkwardly.
And ran.
Basically.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta go.
You just grabbed your hard cock and ran away.
And she was like, I'd chase him, but these steel-toe boots.
I just don't
look so
heavy. I trip on them. I'll trip.
And that's how he met Sid.
How did y'all meet and become roomies?
We did a veterans benefit show together.
Yeah, like a veteran comedy show.
And you said, do you want to move in with me? You look like
and
you could change it.
My whole life changed from one moment.
My
crazy?
Whole life changed from that.
Where was it?
Maplewood, Minnesota. The dog house.
Yeah, the dog
and
house.
And that's like 2 years ago, 5 years ago?
This was November.
Y'all are fast friends.
Yeah.
No, you're like, you move in? You look like you could change
We literally went outside to, like, smoke, like, vape and shit during the show, and we were talking, and I was talking about, I literally told her that, I was like, you have to come to Nashville sometime. I'm starting a podcast, and I told her the name of the podcast, and she started laughing, and she has this, like, hee-haw laugh, like a... It's a bray. It's it's a bray.
That's years in the fields.
It's a, yeah. And I was like,
to communicate with the cattle.
But I was like, yep, that podcast. Let's do this. And so she came, 3 weeks later?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Came at Thanksgiving, and we did like our first like episode. And we're like, shit, that was good. And so we built the studio, started doing episodes, and then she moved in.
Yeah.
Like, let's do this.
Like, basically Christmas.
Perfect.
Yeah, it just was really fast, but I'll go wherever comedy takes me, and it was just drawing me this way, and...
Here we are.
Yeah, it was such a good connection.
You went from Afghanistan to center stage. May I ask what Dixon is? I mean,
it's a flannel company. They
speaking of lesbians
brand, yeah. They do flannels. They do like those short sleeve, like button up, like
are
party
they
shirts.
Big sponsor?
Yeah, big sponsor. They have sponsored my special.
Love a Dixon.
Ooh. Speaking of, they sponsored my special. Netflix left us on red, so we're putting that shit on my YouTube. I'm putting it out. I'm putting out my hour special that I filmed last July. That we, like, did the full Kickstarter campaign for, raised all the money, everything like that. We're putting it out June 2nd on my YouTube, AJ Wilkerson Comedy. You can find it there. I'm going to start releasing little teasers and stuff for it. But you heard it first. June 2nd on my YouTube, Captain Autism, the full special.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait for your headline.
I don't
show
think
tomorrow.
So.
This is coming out tomorrow, so we'll definitely.
So you're headlining
tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. It's already
tonight,
sold out, so
right
no
now.
Point
yeah.
Yeah.
It's tonight. Yeah.
Just know when you're watching this that this motherfucker in the hat is on stage, crushing. You're doing how much time are you doing?
45, I bet.
Ooh, is that the longest you've done?
No.
Really?
Hours.
Really?
Well, that we mean on stage?
Yeah, like
or in my
seat
room.
I'd love to see you just rehearsing.
You oh, you would
put
die.
Put a dress on. It's
a dress.
Ugly. Cool. Hideous.
Useless. Yeah.
Just a satin robe. Just spinning.
Just Saltburn playing really
with a
loud
bunch of elderly women I'm bringing to my house and just cuss them and they're. I'm kidding. No.
You have to.
No, they're all in your pool. They're doing like synchronized aerobics as you walk by your pool in the morning. It's like a music video. You've got your coffee, like the little, like the tiny little, like espresso cup.
Absolutely.
And you're just sipping and walking by the pool and with your silk robe, and they're just
stepping,
doing like synchronized in your pool.
It's poor gay men bending over.
This is the opening
on their back.
This sweeping is the opening of your special. Sweeping. By the way, one day. This is the opening
it's
of your special.
Brilliant.
You're sipping your coffee, walking by your pool. It got cuts from you walking by the pool to you like kicking open the doors to your closet, and then it's just you digging through, like picking out outfits, and then you get the gold light on your face, and it's like, oh, and you're like, that one. And then you walk out on stage in the outfit.
Brilliant.
Wow, beautiful.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Now I'll pay you for that. Now, if you could just do the production of it, I'll handle that.
We got you, dog.
Perfect.
We got you.
We got iPhones. We got you.
We know people. We got more than iPhones, dude. We got
I've never
so
seen
many
such equipment
cameras
in here. It looks like a.
Looks like a doctor's office.
It looks, yeah, very medical. It looks like tryptophan. It looks like you take tryptophan and then you're on the internet
tryptophan
tomorrow morning.
That's a tryptophan lens.
It is.
1970s.
Well, I've had a ball.
Yeah, this is
absolutely.
Thank you for doing this.
I'm honored to have even been. I'm honored to even be asked to be on.
Yeah, absolutely.
We ran out of gas.
You did.
Yeah. Thomas is lying.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I understand.
I've used my one veto to keep you off this podcast.
I understand. They're like, we cannot.
I can't.
First of all, his spray tan won't shed on the couch.
You have to wash the sun.
I feel like this should start moving, and we should just be like on a ride.
Yes.
Get it on a spin, on a rotating platform.
Dude.
Just
rotate it. God, that'd be so sick.
It would be brilliant. I'm so jealous it came from a library. I'm fascinated.
Do you want to plug your socials for people who follow?
Yes, I'm Hugh Howell. At Hugh Howser on Instagram and TikTok. So follow me. We'll have a ball, and I'll tell you what to wear and what not to wear to my shows. And I know you'll let me down, but
dude, that would
I'm tickled to see you.
That would be a fun thing for the Patreon, is to have like a Hugh corner where you do like
fashion
outfit
recording
reviews for the people that are
what are you wearing?
Yeah, exactly.
Like Kohl's.
Yeah, and you're like,
how embarrassing.
Yeah, clear eye for the straight guy, for the
bum. Oh, just go, yeah, like find women and people randomly clothes shopping and just be like, this is what you're buying? No. And then take them and just style them.
Yeah.
This is what you're getting and this is what you're getting and this is what you're getting.
I did want to, what'd you say?
I said I need help.
I know, are we trying to meet a man?
We don't care.
I don't care.
I never wear a lot of streetwear. Like, I like sneakers.
Yeah.
Like the joggers.
You look really good. When we were in Vegas and you bought that jacket, you had the jacket, the shoes, the hat, the glasses, the... You need to get like a big-ass medallion.
I've been looking at chains.
Like Flava Flav?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go that
like
big.
Like a clock?
Yeah, not that big.
Right.
Yeah.
But streetwear. It's like that.
He was like, you looked great when you had the hoodie on over your face, your gloves.
It's awesome for me because everywhere I go, it looks like I've got two people cosplaying Blake from Workaholics.
Yeah, it's like, where's the convention?
You do look like you work in a merch stand.
When I was in Vegas, I have this floral jacket, this floral bomber jacket that you would love.
Worship.
A lot. Yeah.
I would love that. It would look good with your curly hair.
Oh, I
would. Stunning.
Yeah.
People were like, is that Kiss?
Yeah. Until they got to
know me. Or Slash.
And then once they got to know me, they're like, that poor guy found a nice coat. All right, well, this is so much
fun. I've had a ball.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Hugh Howser.
That was so much.
Thanks for stopping by the Tard Yard.
The
Tard Yard. Don't forget to join the Patreon.
Sorry I said special needs twice.
No.
It's
perfect. It's on brand for us.
What in tarnation?